This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The longer this pandemic lasts, the more likely it seems that those of us who can are going to be working from home forever. A new S&P Global survey shows nearly two-thirds of organizations say a significant increase in remote working is going to be permanent. Granted, there are many who love working remotely. No commute, more flexibility, pajamas. But Marketplace's Mariel Segarra heard from a lot of people who have found it real challenging.
Richard Fine began our conversation with a warning about the hammering sound I was about to hear. His downstairs neighbor has recently undertaken some construction.
That's just, you know, the joys of working from home.
Fine, who talked to me from the bedroom of his Manhattan apartment because his wife and son were working and learning remotely in the other rooms, is an executive at ZocDoc, the doctor appointment booking site.
We have committed to the full company that we will not mandate people to come back until Labor Day of 2021.
And Fine doesn't love working from home.
No, I think it's a pretty inferior form of work.
Remote working is leaving Nayala Khan kind of frayed, too. She's the head of talent at the healthcare company Eden Health and a single mom living in a small apartment in Queens with her six-year-old daughter, who's doing school online.
I feel like I'm a meaner mom to her because my patience is immediately low now compared to before, and my stress is incredibly high, and she claps back pretty hard. She's like, Mommy, you just yelled at me. That was not nice.
She is grateful that she gets to spend more time with her daughter. At the same time, she misses interacting with her colleagues in person. So does Kate Adams in Milton, Massachusetts. She's a marketing executive at a tech company called Drift. She has friends at the office.
You know, Fridays at 4 o'clock, send up the bat signal, and we'd go like join each other in the kitchen and grab a glass of wine and hang out and just like decompress. Like, I miss that desperately.
Last she heard, the office probably won't reopen until June. So for now, she and her coworker have come up with this game.
We have a contest sometimes when we're on Zooms, like if we can make each other laugh.
They even keep score. It's not the same, but it's the best they've got right now. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.
You can hear Mariel on the Marketplace Morning Report every now and then, too, you know. David Brancaccio and the gang on the early shift. Everything you need to know to start your economic day. Check it out.